Talking. Being intelligent, yet sick, the precision of our insights is honed to a silver point that enters the mind in a self-inflicted pleasure of pain akin to a syringe piercing the cheerless libertine's vein. Above, alto cumulus undulatus striate slowly west, while across the street reflected white ripples reach like fingers of plague towards the city's east side. I'm talking about talking endlessly with you about sickness and the mind stuck in a groove of disbelief. About synapses and lips friable as scorched aluminum on stinking hot mornings of reciprocal need and tumid eloquence. It's this friendship based on a love of flamboyant natter. Each phrase itself a mouthful of teeth, anecdotes passed on like sparkling talismans, precious as the small, intricate, unworkable objects bequeathed to us in dreams. So sing, my friend, your long complaint, and I'll grind my organ of ironies, or, like a semantic explorer, with a wink, circumnavigate whole continents of meaning. How we must appear, words falling from our lips like coins from a bumbling magician's sleeve. But who can say whether this grackle beetling through the scrub makes the same noise as a pencil held by a quick sketch artist, whose hand freezes each detail into its ideal platonic expression? Suddenly, I cannot argue, but nevertheless it occurs to me, as religiously as wind skims the worldly surface of appearances, that it's only ourselves we can't explain, and the city, a circus tent of echoing applause and shrieks, each of us desiring a place at center stage. Then again, maybe it's the way grief celebrates and grins, our funhouse visages reduced to shards of laughter, and the fragments of our love, our strident and tremulous attempts at concealment.